No score, 7:46 left in this first period. Richmond on its second offensive possession has it third and 10 at the Spider 30 into a very fierce win. Here out of the shotgun is the quarterback, redshirt freshman Ward. Takes the snap, drops back to his right. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, throw it, and it's way short of his target. Crone, the fullback, who caught two big passes for TDs last week against the Keydets of EMI at the 29, fourth and 10. And, boy, Ward got a little happy feet back there.
They're getting good pressure up in front of them, and what Bucknell is doing good is they're dropping back and not giving them anything down the field. It's all short stuff, so they're putting the pressure on them.
Wouldn't have given up that one first down, but unfortunately, Farron made a whiff on one of the tackles. Otherwise, they may not have gotten that first down.
They were a missed tackle away from holding them on downs there.
Here comes Radford for his second punt. Low snap. He takes forever, kicks it high into the wind. It is just hung up there like an invisible hand, and it will drop straight down at the 48 of Bucknell. And let's go down to the field and Todd Newcomb. Boy, this wind is just killing the Richmond punter.
Oh, Todd, you hit the nail on the head. Mike also nailed it, too, with the Bucknell defensive line. Even though they didn't get to Ward that time, their penetration, they're pushing the offensive lineman back right into Ward's face. And although he's not getting touched, he's got to move his feet around, and he's getting a terrible grip on the ball, and he's really frustrated with the wind.
Boy, that's a good thing. You got to make hay, though, while Bucknell has the wind at his back.
Great point, Doug. You just took the words out of my mouth. They got to take advantage of these situations.
At the 48, Bucknell will have it moving right to left. Here's the first option. Handoff to DeStefano. Leaps past the 50. Angles to the right. He'll cross the Richmond 45. First sizable yardage since Lair's run. Defensive stop made by linebacker Andrew Harris, but it'll be second and about two for the orange and blue.
They'll take second and two all day, Doug.
That's right. Ball at the 45. What that does, too, is if it opens up the running game, it will make Lair's passing game, even with the strong wind behind him, a little bit better.
That's a great point. This is where you might want to, you know, open it up a little bit and mix things up so you're not the one-dimensional like we talk.
Second and short. Here is the first pass. Lair back to pass. Fires it far sideline. Man wide open. It's bumpers. Has it. It's stumbling out of bounds inside the 20. Down to the 18. First and 10, orange and blue. There's your first pass. Mike.
Oh, that was great. It was a good fake, and the guy, and he swung out and was wide open in the flat.
Well, a big play for the Bison. 32 yards to Rashad Bumpers out of the backfield, but now they're carting Rashad off to the sideline, looking at his left leg as Mark Kepler and his assistant Josh looking him at the 18, first and 10. It'll be the option. Good pitch by Lair. Here comes the pitch to Davis, to the 10, to the near sideline, to the 5. He'll get belted out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Lair gets up shaken. He took a whale of a wallop, but the push out of bounds on the near sideline after some 15 yards and a first down was taken by Lance Gray, a linebacker for the Spiders. First and goal for the Bison. Again, a great pitch by Lair, but boy, he paid for it.
Yeah, but that's part of this offense, Doug. He did a great job. He held it on to the exact last second and was able to make the pitch.
Todd Newcomb telling us in queue they're looking at Rashad Bumper's right knee. That is not good. Great freshman out of Alabama. Here comes the inside handoff to DeStefano. Cracks inside the 5. The line of scrimmage down to the Richmond 2. He'll be stacked up and dropped right there by the Spiders' Pete Periziel. But second and goal at the 2. And that was a little alteration. They actually looked like they were going to go option at the last second. A handoff from Lair to the fullback DeStefano.
Well, Doug, I think at this point they've got Richmond off balance a little bit because they've been able to mix it up and have taken it right to them.
We have 5:48 left in the first period. Bison, after getting a short field thanks to the short punt by Richmond into the wind, has it now. Second and goal at the Spider 2. On the near hash mark. Here's the option. Hand off to Mullen. He gets hit. Falls forward to the goal line. I think he's going to be stopped just inches from the goal line where it should be third down and goal. Bucknell fans below us thought that he fell in, but I thought it was pretty good defense by Ryan Cameron, that defensive lineman at 6'4", 250, and it will be third and goal inches from the goal line.
Yeah, it looked like he got stopped just short there.
Mullen looking to try and score. DeStefano, of course, had scored his first career touchdown against Fordham. Now Lair waiting and waiting for the play call. It still hasn't come in yet. Play clock down to 20. Still a lot of time. Lair getting a little anxious out there. Now he'll come to the huddle. Break the huddle. Now with 13 on the play clock. Third and goal. Big play here. Inches from 6 points for the orange and blue. Could be the quarterback sneak. It will be. Lair pushes his 6-2 frame in for 6. Touchdown, orange and blue, and the Bison break on the scoreboard first.